This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Forget all the other metrics. This is how you know the Commanders are officially good. And this is how you know that they're much improved. It's gotten a lot harder to vote players off the island on Grant and Danny's Commander Survivor.
That's right.
That's how you know. Are you content if this was the move that they made?
Yes.
Do you hope that they make another? Or
I do.
Are
but
you
I,
satisfied?
So in other words, if an hour from now, all reports are in, all precincts reporting using the parlance of our day, and this is the only thing that happens, fine by me. I would love another move around the edge, not giving up a ton, because that's kind of the stock that I was talking about pulling from, where you grab a fifth rounder, a sixth rounder. That's in flux. Like they're sort of utilizing that to kind of make this move here. So I was hoping maybe for another receiver that could really be more of a true number two opposite McLaurin. That's a sweet spot. It's probably hard to find. I just don't think it's going to happen. So if I find out nothing else happens, fine by me.
So you think they would still benefit from giving up a pick for that receiver?
A late pick. But one that I don't know that's available
anymore. But is a late pick going to get you better than Noah Brown?
Probably not, to be honest with you. Probably not. But if it happened, I'd be thrilled. But I'm betting probably not in this case.
And that's why it just hasn't made any sense to me to try to push for a wideout when every time you involve Brown, good things happen. Even De'Ami Brown, the second best guy named Brown on your roster, probably isn't involved enough. They never throw to him. But when they do, he gets a pass at the line of scrimmage, mm-hmm. runs through a tackle, and gets 25 on third and a mile. Picks up a first down. When they do, it's a 40-yard touchdown, and he's behind everybody. I feel like there's just guys in the receiver room they don't even use. Luke McCaffrey, who still has these great metrics for getting open and things. I mean, he gets targeted about as much as you and me do.
Seriously. He's gone games at a time without it. Each time I'm going, here's the breakout, doesn't happen.
And it's not like they are a heavy wide receiver usage team. They're a heavy McLaurin usage team.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, it's run first, you know, run second, throw to McLaurin in the backs and the tight ends, scramble. You know, there's just not a lot of need, it seems like to me, to give up assets for another wide receiver right now.
And generally, I totally understand that. It's something, the lens that I've been looking at it as, there have been a couple of times, and the offense is great. This is not a complaint about the offense. It's me sort of forecasting. I saw it for a moment in the Bears game, a couple times in the Giants game. At some point, it's third and eight. And at some point, you're going to need somebody, not named McLaurin, to separate. And I feel like there are too many times where it's got to be a throwaway, or you know, it's somebody's blanking it on him, or you know, one of their guys isn't getting any space, and Daniels has to kind of scramble around, ends up at a punt. Now, that mattered because their offense is so great that the next possession they're going to march down and score. But I think in these heated games, like to beat Philadelphia the second time in the cold, to win a playoff game, someone's going to have to be a third down war daddy. And I don't know that you've got one besides McLaurin. And I think they're a little too stoppable in those moments. This is you know, putting really nice rims on your luxury car. I'm not talking about something like, dude, it's broken. They're going to get it figured out. I'm not saying that at all. I'm going, for this rare circumstance in these really important games, which, by the way, it's a privilege to get to talk about, they could use one extra thing if it works out. I mean, that's as far as I'm going.
If the question is, am I satisfied? I am thrilled. So, sure. Yeah, I'm satisfied. Would I like another move? Of course. You know, do I want them to do something else? Yeah, because I've been saying this for a couple of weeks. I think they are good enough to win this season. And you go, win what? And I go, exactly.
Yep.
Anything. Name it. They can win it. Like, not realistic and not a thing. We know that they're not trying to trade this guy. But when the Max Crosby rumors came out last week, and he was supposedly going to be on the market, and it was going to take a couple firsts to get him. Yep. Steve Zabin, former longtime radio guy in D.C., I text with a good bit from time to time during these football seasons, and I think I took this from him over the years, but he used to say, you know, let's go have a season. And anytime there was like a win or you weren't a disaster or terrible, like, and it's one of my favorite things I always say to my buddies after each game, like, let's go have a season. Let's go have a Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. You know, go get Max Crosby. Let's go have a Super Bowl. But if we're not playing fantasy football and we're just being realistic, I don't know. The same thing I just kind of said to you. If they're bringing in another edge, how much better than the way Dante Fowler's playing right now is that guy? How much better than what Dorrance Armstrong's giving them, if you're not giving much up, is that guy? Because as much as I wanted edge help and pass rush over the last couple of weeks, their pass rush is getting better. Dante Fowler's getting better and better. Dorrance Armstrong's getting better and better. So corner was a huge need, and I thought edge was a little bit more of a want.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.